USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. New York's governor says federal help is coming after an historic winter storm smacked the western part of the state. After a phone call with President Biden, Kathy Hochul tweeted that Biden promised to approve her disaster declaration request. In Buffalo, New York, nearly 30 inches of snowfall, 25 people reportedly killed from the storm. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown thanked local residents for staying home.
That has helped us get streets clear, get to people that are in distress.
Forecasters said up to another foot of snow is expected in some places through tomorrow afternoon. In all across the U.S., 50 deaths reported. The power is back on for thousands of customers in Washington State who were affected after four substations were vandalized on Sunday. The acts happened in Tacoma, where police said power was knocked out for more than 14,000 homes and businesses. Authorities added there are no suspects in custody. This comes after two electrical substations were hit by gunfire in North Carolina earlier this month, causing tens of thousands of customers to lose power there. Migrants have been coming over the southern border in record numbers, and border states are fed up with the lack of federal action.
According to multiple outlets, three buses carrying 139 migrants from Texas arrived Saturday evening outside Vice President Kamala Harris's residence at the Naval Observatory. They were given blankets and put on another bus bound for a local church. On Sunday, White House spokesman Abdullah Hassan called it a cruel, dangerous, and shameful stunt. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
At least six people are dead after a house fire in Tennessee. It happened Monday morning in Cumberland County, where police say four adults and two children were killed. Foul play is not suspected. This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. And get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Bad actors seem to be taking advantage of the winter storm slamming Buffalo as authorities monitor reports of looting. Mayor Byron Brown didn't mince words.
I don't know how these people can even live with themselves, how they can look at themselves in the mirror. They are the lowest of the low.
He adds they're not looting stores for food or other necessities. Rather, they're doing so for goods they want. Buffalo Police Chief Joseph Gramaglia says officers have responded to several looting reports and intervened in some incidents and made some arrests. The FDA is putting an overdose reversal drug on the fast track for approval. The nonprofit Harm Reduction Therapeutics Incorporated plans to distribute the drug cheaply and freely and without a prescription. The organization said the FDA is targeting April 28th to approve the naloxone nasal spray. The nonprofit said it plans to make 2 million doses of the drug a year and will give away 200,000 doses for free and sell the rest at $18 per dose. The Mega Millions jackpot soaring past the half-billion-dollar mark. That's after no one picked all six numbers in Friday night's drawing. That means Tuesday's jackpot in the multi-state lottery game will be worth $565 million, with a cash option just shy of $294 million. As for tonight's Powerball drawing, that's worth $201 million. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile, Crest has you covered.